Rochester native has been appointed as the first female commander for the U.S. Naval Forces in Korea. Captain Lisa Franchetti, who has been nominated for the rank of Rear Admiral, has been serving as a military assistant to the Secretary of the Navy in Washington, D.C. Captain Franchetti is joining us this morning to talk about her new assignment. Captain Franchetti, thank you so much for making time for us today.
Well, good morning, Beth. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
It's our pleasure. When do you begin your new duties on the Korean Peninsula?
Well, I'll be heading there in the middle of August. There is an exercise going on then, so I'll do that with the person that I'm turning over with and then become the commander sometime at the beginning of September.
Well, tensions, of course, have been high between the U.S. and North Korea over nuclear testing and missile tests, and there are sanctions in place now to get the nation to relinquish its nuclear weapons. What are your thoughts about going into a commanding role in an area of the world that's quite a hot spot?
Well, I think it is a great opportunity. It really is an important relationship that we have with the Republic of Korea. As you know, this is the 60th anniversary of our alliance with them, and I think this tour will afford me many opportunities to work with their Navy and help strengthen their capabilities, and I'm really looking forward to it. It will be difficult. It'll be a lot of new things to learn, especially about that region, but I'm excited for the challenge.
Well, as we said, this is history in a sense, you being the first female commander for U.S. Naval Forces in the Korean Peninsula. How much has the military changed for women since you enrolled in 1985?
Well, dramatically, especially in my line of work. I'm a surface warfare officer, and when I first came in the Navy, there was only one or two types of ships I could go onto. And then in 1994, when Congress repealed the combat exclusion law, I was afforded the opportunity to go to combatant ships. And I was in a very good place at my career then, sort of mid-level. And I went to a destroyer for the first time, and I was able to do everything that my male counterparts would after that. I went to a destroyer as the captain of a destroyer, commanded a destroyer squadron. And it's not really only in the surface warfare community. As you look around, we have women aviators leading air wings. We have women on submarines now. So the Navy really provides a lot of great things for women to do.
What drew you to a career in the military?
Well, initially I was inspired to get a scholarship to go to Northwestern, which was quite an expensive school. But as soon as I got in, I really enjoyed it. I loved the opportunity to work with great sailors from all around the world. And then I got to see lots of places that I would never get to see if I was just an ordinary civilian. Going on my ship, going to be an ambassador from the United States to all these different countries was just really exciting for me. And once I got the taste for that, I never looked back.
Back when you started, I imagine you were in your 20s, correct?
Yes, 21.
Did you ever imagine or even seek out a sort of commanding role that you're going into now?
No, you know, I didn't. I never really thought I would like the Navy. I never thought I would make it a career. But as I went from, you know, more and more responsibility, I would get different jobs along the way, and I just really liked it. And leadership is just fun. You have the opportunity to create great teams. We really do have great sailors and Marines that we get to work with, and it has been a great opportunity for me.
Captain, tell us about your early life in Rochester. Did you attend school here?
I did. I started out in Irondequoit, and then we moved to Penfield, and finally into Pittsford, and I went to Pittsford Mendon High School and graduated there from 1981.
Do you still have family in the area?
No, I don't, but I have a lot of fond memories of growing up there. It really was a great area, had a lot of great opportunities for kids with sports and drama and a lot of good after-school jobs, and I think it set me up very well for college and the future.
Well, Captain Franchetti, thank you so much for making time with us this morning, and congratulations on your new rank and your new position within the Navy.
Well, thank you very much, Beth.
That's Captain Lisa Franchetti. She is a Rochester native. She has been appointed as the first female commander for U.S. Naval Forces in Korea.